Good morning and welcome to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. I'm WCLK Public Affairs producer Rob Maynard. Coming up this morning, we'll hear about what Fulton County is doing to observe International AIDS Day, and also a great opportunity for kids in Fulton County to celebrate Christmas coming up. Fulton's Juvenile Court celebrates adoptions on World Adoption Day today. And body and tattoo artists in the county will have new rules and regulations in 2014. But first up this week, there are various runoff elections coming up in Fulton County on Tuesday, December the 3rd, and you may need to get out and vote. We're joined now by Fulton County Director of Registration and Elections, Rick Barron. Rick, you had a big election earlier in November, and the voting's not over with. We've got a number of runoff elections, don't we?
Yes, we have a number of four races in the Atlanta Board of Education, a city council race in Johns Creek, a mayoral runoff in East Point, along with two council ward runoffs, and another council runoff in Sandy Springs.
So that's coming up on Tuesday, December the 3rd for these municipal elections.
Yes, and we also have early voting going on right now from 8:30 to 5 at the Fulton County Government Center and then the two annexes in the north in Sandy Springs and in the south in College Park.
So you can vote early up until November the 27th by going to the Fulton County Government Center at 130 Peachtree Street, the South Fulton Government Service Center on 5600 Stonewall Tell Road, or the North Fulton Government Service Center at 7741 Roswell Road. And if you're registered, if you were registered for the election earlier this month, you're also automatically registered for the runoff, correct?
Correct. Yes.
8:30 to 5 weekdays at those locations for early voting. What was our turnout like for this first election, your first look at the numbers that you've seen, and what do you anticipate the turnout being for the runoff votes?
The total turnout was just over 17% for the November 5th election. I anticipate it to be much less for this election, probably 10%.
So 10% of the voters are going to decide how their entire area is being represented.
Yeah, in some respects, especially on several of these Board of Education seats in the city of Atlanta.
So obviously, everybody has the right to vote, and really everybody has the responsibility to vote, too.
They do, and I think the candidates have a responsibility to inspire the people to go out, and I think that's, you know, there's obviously a disconnect if you have this low turnout between the candidates and the general public. These races, you know, these candidates, the people that are elected control a lot of money. So people really should pay attention and get out and vote.
Yeah, you can't just complain about your roads and your schools and your public services and what's going on around you if you haven't gone out and cast a vote.
Correct.
So if people want to find out about voting, if they're not registered, or find out more about elections, they can contact your office, the Fulton County Department of Registration and Elections, at 404-730-7020. Again, there are runoff elections in Fulton County all throughout the county for various Board of Education, City Council, and mayoral races. That is on Tuesday, December the 3rd. Early voting you can do weekdays between now and November 27th, between 8:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at various Fulton County Government Center locations. More information, 404-730-7020. Rick Barron, Director of Registration and Elections for Fulton County, thanks so much for dropping by today.
It was a pleasure to be here, and I look forward to seeing you again. Thanks.
Thank you, Rick Barron. And don't forget to vote December the 3rd if you have a runoff election in your area. We need to do better than a 10% turnout. Coming up on Fulton Focus, we're going to hear from Fulton County Chief Juvenile Court Judge Bradley J. Boyd, talking about a celebration later this morning for World Adoption Day. You're listening to Fulton Focus on WCLK.
We are entering the busiest shopping season of the year, Whether you are shopping for a holiday dessert, a special gift for a loved one, or a treat for yourself, make sure you enter the doors of a small business in one of the cities in Fulton County. By shopping local, you can help build stronger communities while supporting entrepreneurs who fuel the local economy. During this season, shop small. Shop small businesses. Brought to you by the Fulton County Economic Development Division. For more information, visit FultonCountyGA.gov.
Today on Fulton Focus, we're going to be talking about National Adoption Day and the involvement, specific involvement, by the Fulton County Juvenile Court with the 12th year of taking part in National Adoption Day. Our guest is Chief Juvenile Court Judge Bradley J. Boyd. Thank you so much for taking the time today, Judge Boyd.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this.
What is National Adoption Day, and how is your court going to participate in this nationwide event?
National Adoption Day started in 2000 with 9 locations across the country, making an event of finalizing adoptions for children in foster care. By 2011, there were locations in all 50 states that were taking part. And it's an event. It is a celebration. We are going to be finalizing adoptions, putting children in homes. They're already in those homes, but we're finalizing the adoptions with those parents. And what I call the final mile. Some of these children have had long histories, and a lot of effort has been gone into bringing them to this point where they are ready to be finally adopted into a forever home. And National Adoption Day will put the final touches on that adoption and finalize their placement in those homes. Fulton County at Juvenile Court will be participating. We don't have final numbers yet, but we expect to be finalizing adoptions for between 25 to 30 kids.
What a happy event.
It's a wonderful event. It is, I think, probably my favorite day of the year. It's a joyous time.
You're going to have a keynote address by Ernie Johnson Jr. This event is actually taking place this morning. The Romy T. Powell Juvenile Justice Center, located at 395 Pryor Street Southwest. As a juvenile court judge, why is it so important to see kids leaving the foster system and becoming parts of intact families?
Kids that get caught up in the foster system and who linger there, and some of whom unfortunately linger there until they become adults and never really find a placement and a forever home, that can be very harmful to children. The truth is, studies that have been done that show that children who never find that adoptive home, who age out of foster care, become much more subject to various issues. They're more likely to drop out of school. They're more likely to find difficulties in the criminal justice system. They have educational difficulties, emotional problems, relationship problems, because they've never really been able to find that bond in that home that gives them stability. Finding a home and placing a child in an adoption home is just huge in terms of the impact and for the health and best interest of any child who is placed that way.
We're talking today with Chief Juvenile Court Judge Bradley J. Boyd for Fulton County, and we're talking about the 12th annual ceremony at Fulton County Juvenile Court honoring National Adoption Day. Again, that is going to take place today at 10 a.m. In the Romy T. Powell Juvenile Justice Center, located at 395 Pryor Street Southwest here in Atlanta. I know I followed this issue pretty closely under an earlier governor. Mary Perdue, of course, was big into this as her issue as the state's first lady. But how many children at this point are in foster care, to your knowledge, awaiting a permanent home?
There are currently 1,585 children that are in foster care and have been freed up for adoption in the state of Georgia. Well, give or take a few. That was statistics as of probably the last couple of weeks.
And that's 1,585?
1,585 children waiting for that home.
1,585, too many. How can people interested in adopting, how can they find out more information or get involved in this issue?
Well, one way would be to simply get in touch with their local Department of Family and Children Services. Each office throughout the state has case managers in a particular division devoted to adoptions and to finding adoptive resources. National Adoption Day can be located simply by seeking it out on the internet. And there are also, that will also direct you to other specific resources for adoptive information.
What is the program going to be for today's event at Juvenile Court, observing National Adoption Day?
Well, as you mentioned, Ernie Johnson, who himself, along with his wife, have adopted a number of children and provided homes for them, will be their keynote speaker. We will have a brief program, which is a celebration of sort of a time to think about adoption and its value and to sort of celebrate with each other. And after that, the families will make their way to one of three court rooms. There are going to be three judges participating in finalizing these adoptions, and we will do that one family at a time. And after these adoptions have taken place, there'll be a reception, a party for the children and parents and the new families that have been put together there at the court.
My wife always says that it would be a great thing to be an adopted child because your family chose you. You know, you just have children biologically, but if you adopt, you chose that child. So there's a special love with an adoption.
It is, and it is an inspirational day because we get to see parents that have gone out of their way, that have put forth incredible efforts for children, some of whom have special needs, some of whom have been waiting for years for adoption. The looks on the faces of children and families as this happened is just priceless.
So again, this is a celebration today of National Adoption Day. The Fulton County Juvenile Court will be hosting it at 10 a.m. At the Juvenile Justice Center at 395 Pryor Street Southwest here in Atlanta. Judge Boyd, thanks so much for putting the time and effort you're putting into this issue, and thanks for telling us about it today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to share it. It's a wonderful day, and of course, folks are welcome to stop by and enjoy the celebration and perhaps give some thought to what they might do to enhance a child's life in some similar manner.
And thank you to Fulton County Chief Juvenile Court Judge Boyd. If you'd like more information about National Adoption Day or about adopting, you can visit the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption at DaveThomasFoundation.org or the Children's Action Network. And that's at ChildrensActionNetwork.org. Coming up next, we hear from Fulton County Youth Commissioner and Clark Atlanta University alumnus Reginald Crosby. You're listening to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. We're joined now by Fulton County Youth Commissioner Reginald Crosby. It's great to have you back on Fulton Focus today. Reginald, thanks for coming.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Rob.
You know, the last time you and I spoke, it was about a parenting conference. It was a big hit for your office. There's another wonderful event coming up on Friday, December the 20th. Housing and Human Services Department Office of Children and Youth will host a special holiday celebration for children and families. Could you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, we will coordinate an event entitled Christmas Cares. And this is a host of community partners, stakeholders, businesses, a host of people who are vested in this community we'll be serving. Although we will service all of Fulton County, the event itself will take place within District 7 of Fulton County, which is the southwest area of Atlanta. However, this event will feature a host of activities. We will allow all participants to bowl, skate for free, And in addition, we'll provide toys, of course. But what's unique about the event is we will be assisting the families with some essential items that are often overlooked during the holiday season. So many of the items will be household essentials, winter clothing, jackets, blankets, pots, pans, a host of items that are often overlooked but are a great necessity for the families that will be attending.
So you're serving people from 6 to 60 in this event?
Correct. We're accepting all ages. You're welcome to attend. Anyone under the age of 6, we would advise that you bring a chaperone or guardian to ensure that that person is taken care of. However, we are open to all ages, and it will be a fun-filled day of activities, giveaways, and some special celebrity guests.
Again, the Community Cares Christmas celebration is going to kick off on Friday, December the 20th from 5 until 8 p.m. at the Metroplex Lanes and Games at 1959 Metropolitan Parkway Southwest, Atlanta 30315. Participants will be students coming from communities and shelters throughout Atlanta and Fulton County, talking with Fulton County Youth Commissioner Reginald Crosley. Reginald, you're not only going to be providing gifts to these kids, but you're going to be recognizing outstanding students. And that's certainly an important thing to talk about. Could you tell us what's going to happen with that?
Absolutely. Yes, we will definitely celebrate and recognize those students who are doing well academically, who have perfect attendance, and who have been handpicked from teachers or administration of being just an outstanding student.
This is more than just a toy giveaway for young people. Could you tell us about some of the services that will be afforded to the parents?
Absolutely. We will feature a host of nonprofit organizations that service families all throughout Fulton County. In addition, we will have a special pampering lounge for our parents who will be attending. This is special. It is a surprise, but please expect to be pampered that day. All parents and guardians are welcome to join us in the pampering lounge.
Well, how many families do you expect that'll be?
Well, we will perhaps have 350 families. We definitely will exceed the number of 350 individuals. We definitely expect, I say more so, 500 plus people. This is an annual event. Last year, we serviced about 800 people. They all went home with toys and care packets, and it was a great event. People were definitely pleased with the toys and just the level of participation from our local companies and sponsors. So it's a wonderful event. We encourage all people to come out. It's on December 20th. This is the last day of school for Atlanta Public Schools, and I believe the day after the last day of school for Fulton County Schools. However, it's on a Friday. It's definitely a family outing that day, and you know, we will most likely go beyond 8 p.m. But if you know how to skate and if you want to bowl, we'll have contests. We'll have a host of celebrity individuals coming by to perform and take pictures and give autographs. We have NFL players expected to be on site, so it's a fun-filled day.
Now, obviously, you've got some good corporate sponsors and institutional sponsors, but what can members of the community, hearing about this event today, what can they do to help make the Christmas Cares celebration a success?
Well, we're asking people to donate gently worn winter clothing, sweaters primarily, coats for children. We are looking for hats, gloves, scarves, any winter essential. We are asking people to donate new or gently worn. We also are requesting people to donate new toys of the household, items such as pots, pans, comforter sets. We are in great need of those items primarily, and any non-perishable goods that you can provide. We are in need of items for the pantry, canned goods, fruits, vegetables, non-preservatives primarily, but we are welcome to anything that you think a family would want, anything that you're willing to eat. You know, as the person contributing and the person donating, we ask that's just something that you would want for yourself.
And that's a very good point to make. And where can people drop off their donations?
Donations can be dropped off to the Metroplex facility. Again, 1959 Metropolitan Parkway. They're open pretty much from 8 till about 12 a.m. So you can drop by at any point. And Melissa is one of the facility managers. You can ask for Melissa or you can ask for Chris, the owner of the facility. His name is Chris McQuarrie. And this has been a great partner of Fulton County's. They have been very just caring and willing to open their facilities. And, you know, they really, really play an intricate part in the events that we coordinate.
And who are some of the sponsors, some of the people in the business community that have been stepping up to make the Christmas Cares event on December 20th a big event?
Well, our media sponsor is V103. And in addition, we have companies such as Walmart, we have Foot Locker, Reebok, we have a host of hair products and brands, which I don't know many of the hair products for the ladies, but we have, I would say, about 15 or so sponsors who have committed to be a part of this event.
So again, this is the Community Cares Christmas Celebration. This is for kids in Fulton County, and it's going to be a great event for kids and their parents. A great kickoff for the Christmas holidays on the last day of school for Fulton County. It's Friday, December 20th from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. at the Metroplex Lanes and Games, 1959 Metropolitan Parkway Southwest, Atlanta 30315, for you people doing math quest. Reginald Crossley, a youth commissioner for Fulton County, where can people go for more information if they want to participate in the event, or either as a volunteer or as a person donating something, or to attend it with their children?
Well, for more information, you can always call me directly. That number is 404-612-7386. Again, 404-612-7386. I am always accessible. You can also reach me via email. And that's reginald.crossley@fultoncountyga.gov, reginald.crossley@fultoncountyga.gov.
Well, Christmas Cares Celebration on the 20th of December will be a great part of the holiday season. Reginald Crossley, thanks for coming by today and telling us about it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to Fulton Focus. Thank you, Reginald Crosby. We're looking forward to that Christmas Cares event coming up. Stay with us on Fulton Focus. We have important information about safe sex after this message.
Beginning January 1st, 2014, the Fulton County Department of Health and Wellness Environmental Health Services Division will begin regulating body art studios within the county. To assist body and tattoo artists in preparation for the new ordinance, Fulton County Health Services is offering an informational session on Thursday, December 5th at 1 o'clock p.m. in the South Fulton Service Center located at 5600 Stonewall Tell Road in College Park, Georgia, 30349. The meeting will be held in the auditorium on the second floor. For more information, you can email environmental.health@fultoncountyga.gov. This has been a public service announcement from Fulton County in partnership with Jazz 91.9 WCLK.
We're joined now by Suzanne Luker. She's the Health Program Manager for Fulton County Health Services. Good morning, Suzanne. Thanks for joining us on Fulton Focus.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
We're talking about World AIDS Day today on Fulton Focus. Fulton County comprises 10% of Georgia's population and accounts for 54% of the state's AIDS cases. That's a serious, serious issue. And in recognition of World AIDS Day, beginning December the 2nd, state health agencies, particularly health agencies in Fulton and DeKalb County, are going to be sponsoring events to encourage residents to take control and get tested in the worldwide effort to reach zero new infections, zero discrimination, and zero AIDS-related deaths. This is an important observance. Could you talk to us, Suzanne, a little bit about who is being impacted the most by HIV in our community?
Most of people who are affected, the ages are between 20 and 29, and it's mostly African-American young men in Fulton and DeKalb County. Young people often take more risks than adults. And one of those risky behaviors is having unprotected sex, having multiple sex partners, or sharing needles.
And in particular, when you're young, you think you're bulletproof.
Yes.
But sometimes you're not.
No, you are not bulletproof, not when it comes to HIV or sexually transmitted infections.
Fulton County received a $5.4 million grant to promote HIV prevention. Why did Fulton County get such a large grant from the CDC?
Well, the CDC is moving HIV prevention activities to the local level, and that'll help better serve the residents of Fulton and DeKalb County. We'll have more control about what the money is spent on, and we'll have better access to residents, and residents will have better access to testing.
So there'll be public information campaigns.
Yes.
There'll be some resources put in, maybe like peer-to-peer type counseling and some resources like that?
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about the partnership and collaboration between Fulton and DeKalb counties. I know that that's worked very well in Atlanta with Grady Hospital. How is this cooperation going to impact the spread of HIV, or at least how is it planned to?
Mm-hmm. Well, the more communities work together, the better the results. So we're working with DeKalb County, and we'll be able to focus our efforts and focus the funding that we have available to, again, better serve the communities. And we're not only partnering with DeKalb County, we're also partnering with community-based organizations such as Aid Atlanta, Sister Love, Positive Impact. We also do testing here at Morehouse College on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. And we're currently in negotiations with Clark Atlanta to come at least once a month and do testing, confidential HIV and STI testing here on campus.
What is free testing and what is involved with that?
Okay, free testing is basically that. It's free of charge. And it's a very simple process. It's confidential, always confidential. And it takes about 20 minutes to learn the results. If you test negative, then we offer you prevention advice. We offer you condoms. And, you know, we encourage you to have safer sex. If you test positive, we'll talk to you about what that means. And then we will get a second confirmatory test to make sure those results are correct. And then we will help you get linked to medical care, which is very important if you are HIV positive, to maintain your medications and you can stay healthy. HIV has become a manageable disease.
What you don't know can not only hurt you, it can hurt a lot of other people.
That's absolutely correct. And again, talking about young people, in this day and age, they're all about hooking up and getting busy. And you need to understand that just because someone doesn't look sick doesn't mean that they don't have a sexually transmitted infection, HIV, syphilis, gonorrhea. So you should always wear a condom, always practice safe sex, and don't just practice safe sex. Get really good at it.
Tell us a little bit about some of your upcoming events, including World AIDS Day, which is coming up just around the corner. World AIDS Day, as you suggested, is on Sunday, December the 1st. What are your plans for that worldwide event right here in Fulton County?
Okay, we're starting off this Saturday night at Cat's Cafe, which is in Midtown Atlanta. And our focus is, or our theme is, creatively getting to zero. And that's going to be Saturday, again, this Saturday coming up, November 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. And it's going to be a night, a really fun night of spoken word, music. We invite everyone to come, bring their creativity, and show support for those who are either HIV infected, know someone who is, or and to honor those who have died of HIV or AIDS-related illnesses.
Also, this is what you're talking about here with the night of spoken word, music, and talent on the 23rd.
Right.
And then on World AIDS Day on December the 1st, what will be going on around the county?
Because it's Sunday, we are not doing anything on December 1st, but we'll be holding on December 2nd, which is a Monday, at our health center, as we'll be doing an all-day event with free testing. We'll have games, prizes, education, and as always, free condoms. And then on that night, Monday, December 2nd, we'll be holding a community forum at Ebenezer Baptist Church. And that's about talking about how our communities can get to that zero. How can we work together to educate our young people, to educate our older adults? Older adults have sex. And they need to be educated as well. So we'll be talking about that at Ebenezer Baptist Church on Monday night from 6 to 8 p.m. We invite everyone to come out.
We're talking with Suzanne Luker. She's Health Program Manager for Fulton County Health Services. And we're talking about the World AIDS Day observance coming up and various events around that. And Suzanne, I'm going to make a guess here. You seem a similar vintage to me age-wise. And so you remember when AIDS first came about and
yes.
the environment we were in socially and medically mm-hmm. and every other way. And we've come a long, long way. And it's been through the efforts of people at the grassroots as much as anything else.
That's absolutely true. I was on CNN this morning and saw an interview with Magic Johnson by Anderson Cooper, and he was talking about that he's had HIV for 22 years and has managed it very well. And he said that was a blessing and a curse, that when he first was diagnosed, everybody ran out and got tested, and they were very afraid. And now they're looking at him going, well, if I get HIV, look at Magic Johnson. I can, you know, live a good life. And while that's true, we don't want folks to become HIV infected.
Save your immune system. Use a condom.
Absolutely. Always use a condom.
Where can people go for more information on testing or HIV or World AIDS Day?
They can always come to our health department. They can get to our website. It's the longest website in the universe. FultonCountyGA.gov/HIV/AIDS. And you can also just Google, I want to get an HIV test. And there are all kinds of community-based organizations that also do testing.
Suzanne Luker, Health Program Manager for Fulton County Health Services, thank you for dropping by today and handing out condoms.
You're very welcome. Be safe.
And that'll about do it for Fulton Focus for November. As always, if you have questions about Fulton County programs or initiatives, go to FultonCountyGA.gov. Fulton Focus is a joint production of Fulton County Communications and Jazz 91.9 WCLK. For Fulton County Communications Director Erica Davis, I'm Rob Maynard. Thanks for listening to Fulton Focus. Thank you.